This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another company that bears watching. Walmart, the world's biggest retailer, said today it is getting into the personal shopping space, online specifically. You know, those subscription boxes of clothes that arrive at your doorstep, keep what you like, send back what you don't. Kids specifically is what Walmart's going to be doing. It's partnering with a company called Kidbox to send curated bundles of clothes based on profiles created nominally by kids, but really by their parents, 6 times a year, $48 a whack. Marketplace's Jack Stewart explains why.
The concept's similar to Stitch Fix, Trunk Club, and those other subscription boxes out there. An algorithm, usually helped by a human shopper, chooses outfits for you so that you don't have to. Denise Incandela, head of online fashion at Walmart, says the idea is to offer more than stores can and to experiment.
Because we don't have the real estate constraints online, it's easy to expand the assortment online.
Apparel is an increasingly important battleground for stores. Kidbox will help Walmart tap into demand for more high-end designer brands. Kids or their parents create a profile and then are sent 4 or 5 articles of clothing which are timed to seasons, back to school and holidays. But there is no a la carte with Walmart's offering. They can either keep or return the whole box. Giving busy parents a low-cost, low-effort shopping option could be a smart way to attract them, says Laura Kennedy, VP of Retail Insights at Kantar. That's because their spending habits are constantly changing and they're looking for new options.
I'm saying this partly as an analyst and partly as a mother of a 10-month-old. You know, we're buying a lot of stuff from retailers like Walmart, Target, and Amazon that we've never purchased in our lives.
So this partnership with an established company does make sense, says Charlie O'Shea, retail analyst at Moody's.
It's an innovative, low-risk way for Walmart to attract new shoppers. And that's really the name of the game here for retailers.
But Denise Dalhoff, who researches consumer behavior at the Conference Board, wonders, though, if those people do become long-term loyal shoppers.
With subscription models, that's always the question, like, how long will people stay with you? You know, will they be tired of getting subscription boxes at some point? Do they want more variety?
And will they go to some other store or website to find it? I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.